This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2349. These four steps will help you learn quicker and retain more, by Dominic Zylstra of Traverse.link. And I'm Justin Mollick. Today I have a brand new author for the show. I'll tell you more about Dominic right after the reading. So for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. These four steps will help you learn quicker and retain more, by Dominic Zylstra of Traverse.link. Quote, "We now accept the fact that learning is a lifelong process of keeping abreast of change, and the most pressing task is to teach people how to learn." Peter Drucker, founder of Modern Management. The highest leverage skill is learning how to learn. Lifelong learning helps you stay on top of your game and adapt in an ever-changing environment. Learning how to learn means finding and following the optimal learning path. But school never teaches us how to learn. It teaches us how to pass tests. That soon becomes our main focus, and we lose our childlike curiosity and learning drive. As soon as there are no more tests to pass, 90% of adults stop learning and stagnate. The 10% that continue to learn grow to be successful leaders, creators, and entrepreneurs. However, they often feel overwhelmed or get stuck when learning something new. The goal then is learning how to learn. What would it feel like to have a clear and vivid mental picture of the path ahead, to have the confidence that you can master anything? You'll be able to choose what to remember and win back the childlike joy of learning. What could you achieve with that sort of power? This short article will introduce the key principles that learning science has identified over the past 150 years, tried and tested methods used by the world's smartest people to learn as efficiently as possible. I've distilled them for you into a four-step process which you can use to become the shaper of your unique skill set. Number one, draw a map. Quote, "If I have seen further, it is by standing on the shoulders of giants." Isaac Newton. The quickest learners don't dive straight into a new subject. Instead, they sit back and reflect. How? Do a brain dump. Write down everything you already know about the subject. Even better, draw a mind map. Drawing a map builds initial comprehension and helps identify existing knowledge to hang future insights onto. Learning doesn't happen in isolation. New information needs to be connected to what we already know in order to stick. Elon Musk, paraphrased here by Spotify founder Daniel Ek, likens this process to a tree of knowledge. Quote, "When I set out to tackle something, to solve some problem or create something new, first it just seems insurmountable. When you enter a new field, you don't know anything. You don't even know what people are talking about. But if I just persevere, if I keep going in this direction, eventually I'll start seeing what resembles a branch or a trunk, and then a leaf or two, and then I can start putting them together. Eventually, I'll see the whole tree," end quote. To start building your tree of knowledge, trigger your memory with questions like, how does this relate to topics you're already familiar with? How does this tie into your personal experience? And what challenges you? As you draw, patterns start to emerge and you make new connections. You can literally see your knowledge growing. Number two, fail and feedback. Quote, "Errors are the basis for neuroplasticity and learning. Humans do not like this feeling of frustration in making errors. The few that do, do exceedingly well. The ones that don't, generally don't learn much. Dr. Andrew Huberman, neuroscientist at Stanford. Learning requires rewiring your brain. Research shows that the primary driver for rewiring your brain is failure. Your brain detects failure and makes a change in the wiring. You retry and see if it was successful. Creating feedback loops is essential for detecting failure and making improvements. Nobel Prize-winning physicist Richard Feynman said, quote, "If you want to master something, teach it," end quote. Learning by teaching is an incredibly effective way of creating feedback loops. Here's how it works. Unlike most people who highlight or copy text, Feynman first writes down his understanding in his own words. The initial feedback comes from rereading his notes and identifying gaps in his understanding. He then does more exploration and practice to fill these gaps. His final test of understanding is teaching a novice about the subject. Any questions they have serve as further feedback on what needs more study. Using Feynman's technique creates a feedback loop for deep understanding and rewires your brain over time. Number three, revisit your ahas. Quote, "If you wish to forget anything on the spot, make a note that this thing is to be remembered." Edgar Allan Poe. If done well, the Feynman technique generates many aha moments. Peter Wozniak, creator of Supermemo, explains, "An aha moment is a reward signal. Your brain has found a new insight. It's the joy of learning a child experiences as it learns about the world." But to make aha moments lasting, you need to capture and solidify them. Then they can form the basis for further discoveries. You need to relive your ahas periodically. Why? The forgetting curve shows that memories decay exponentially over time. Resurfacing an insight slows down the decay rate. The optimal schedule for resurfacing follows increasing intervals over time, like 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months. With these spaced repetitions, 7 times at different intervals suffice to remember for life. For this incredibly efficient memorization to happen, your reviews need to be active. From psychologist William James, quote, "It pays better to wait and recollect by an effort from within than to look at the book again," end quote. How this works in practice? Rather than passively rereading the phrase, memories decay exponentially over time according to the forgetting curve. You review the question, "How do memories decay over time?" This prompts your brain to actively recall exponential decay and visualize the forgetting curve. Number four, deliberate action. Quote, "1 hour per day of study in your chosen field is all it takes. 1 hour per day of study will put you at the top of your field within 3 years. In 7 years, you can be one of the best people in the world at what you do." Earl Nightingale. The end goal of learning is bringing insights into action, whether that's getting better at your job, improving your business, or practical wisdom. To do this, identify and formulate action items as you learn. Like the aha moments, periodically revisit the action items. The main purpose of these revisits is reflection. What went well? Where did you struggle? This helps to identify your weak points. You can then deliberately drill down on those. Example, if you read a book about copywriting, your action item might be, "Use the PAS formula to write a sales page for my product." On every review, you reflect on how well you've brought it into practice. Maybe after a few reviews, it turns out you struggle with writing attention-grabbing headlines. You can then create a deliberate practice around writing headlines, like analyzing headlines that caught your own attention. Conclusion. Quote, "Anyone who stops learning is old, whether at 20 or 80. Anyone who keeps learning stays young. The greatest thing in life is to keep your mind young." Henry Ford. Right now, your capacity to learn, memorize, act, and adapt is limited by your learning method. At around the age of 12, our natural curiosity starts to wane and we go into reactive mode, passing tests and jumping hoops. Take back control, stir up your curiosity, and create a joyful learning habit. Become epic at building an ever-growing tree of knowledge and painting a vivid mental picture as you learn a new topic. That way you can shape yourself into your unique collection of skills and mental models. This is how the most successful people achieve their dreams and overcome getting stuck. I've been using this method myself for the past 5 years. I've learned skills from speaking Chinese to data science and entrepreneurship. Which skills will you build? You just listened to the post titled, "These 4 Steps Will Help You Learn Quicker and Retain More" by Dominic Zylstra of traverse.link. And thank you to Dominic. A few years ago, he was unable to connect with his Chinese girlfriend's parents. He had tried to learn Mandarin, but it seemed impossible. He's from Holland and studied physics in Germany and in Brazil. He worked in aerospace and then for a fintech startup in London. When he met his current girlfriend, who is from China, he really struggled to learn Chinese. It was then that he realized that his learning methods were weak. He hadn't learned how to learn. So he took his knowledge, his experience, did research, of course, and came up with his own learning method, and he used it to learn Chinese, and it really worked. Then he realized if he can learn Chinese with this, anybody can learn anything with this. And that's why he built Traverse and the Traverse app. He helps professionals learn faster and remember more using science-based learning methods. Now, for me, as someone who has tried to dabble with picking up certain words and phrases in Mandarin, I can tell you that's not an easy language to learn. Definitely the hardest I've personally seen. So he's clearly found something that works well. Come by traverse.link to show your support. That's traverse.link. And I'll leave it there for today. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you for listening. And I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.